Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org. This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. That's right, the hottest show on the radio. That's right. And this is your host, Michael, Leave It or Not. We have a show for you tonight, a different kind of show. This is a panel show. That's right. We've been talking about this for a while. Since July 4th is Tuesday, well, we decided to make this show an independent show. What makes the blind person, each blind person, has a different way of thinking. So be independence. Oh, before we begin, we got to even talk about the players tonight. First, I got to introduce my co-host, my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder. You there, Lynn?
I'm here on this Independence Day weekend. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the July 2nd. Unbelievable. It's July already.
Already.
Welcome
and
to the show.
All the way from Winter Park, co-host Gary Sinclair. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, everybody. I'm back again, I'm sure. Glad to be back.
There you go. And let me introduce you to tonight's panel. And this panel, by the way, before we begin, this panel is brought to you by a new sponsor. The sponsor is a travel agency. And the sponsor is sponsoring this panel. And you'll be hearing a lot more in the days to come. The sponsor is called Travel for All. Did I say that right, Lynn?
You did.
Okay. Well, here's a sponsor, Travel for All. Let me introduce to the players.
Okay. So you want me to list the players?
Yeah,
because
you can do
a whole
it.
List here. So everybody's, and then we need to do our shout outs.
Okay.
Okay. So in the Zoom room, we have our panel for Independence Day. We have Carrie Giesbrecht, and Carrie is calling in all the way from British Columbia. And we have Paul Ressler, and he's calling in from New Jersey. We have Nigel Ricards calling in from Boca Raton, Florida. And we also have Hershey Hashid, and he's calling in from Daytona Beach. And I wasn't sure if Paul is from Hamilton Township or Hamilton.
Hamilton.
So it's Hamilton, New Jersey. So welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Okay.
Let's
do our shout outs real fast, okay? Because they have their shout outs too. So it's not just you and I. Okay. First of all, I'd like to give a shout out to our co-host, Sheila Young, who's home. She is home. So we're very excited.
Yay.
About that. Congratulations, Sheila. Welcome back to your freedom. Speaking of Independence Day. Okay. And I'd like to give a shout out to our dear friend, Elizabeth Alexa. Elizabeth will be having surgery on July 20th. So our thoughts and prayers are with her. And let's see. I'd like to say happy Independence Day to all of us that celebrate in this country. We're celebrating our country's 247th birthday, marking the historic date in 1776 when the Declaration of Independence was approved by the Continental Congress. And let's see, what else? Oh, I'd like to give a shout out to Tarita Davenock, who is the owner of Travel for All, our new sponsor. And their slogan is travel should be inclusive, not exclusive. So if you have any travel challenges, you got to check out travelforall.com. And by the way, it's travel-for-all.com.
They're also, by the way, hiring too.
Tell us about that when they're on the air. Yeah.
Hiring blind folks.
Yeah. Okay, so who's doing your shout outs first? Gary?
Gary, you first.
And yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to my son, Wayne Sinclair, and to my grandson, Braden Sinclair.
Okay. Yeah. Nigel, you're next.
Okay. Firstly, I'd like to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Kimberly, who is listening from downstairs. I'll be down there shortly joining her for supper. Also like to give a shout out to Molly, our former neighbor, who now lives in Ocala. And Gary, we sure missed you at the convention last month. Sorry you couldn't be there.
Okay.
Now we want to hear from Paul, all the way from Hamilton, New Jersey.
I have no shout outs tonight.
No shout outs?
Well, you put shout out to us.
There you go.
Okay, then let's move on to Carrie.
Carrie, you got any shout outs?
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to all of my fellow Canadians who celebrated yesterday Canada's 156th year of independence. And I would also like to shout out to Christine Belts, who actually introduced me to this show, because without her, I wouldn't have known about this and I wouldn't be here today.
Well, that's there really cool. And by the way, I was going to ask you about Canada's Independence Day yesterday to learn a little bit more about it. Maybe we can.
And now later. I got to introduce.
Wait, I think you forgot her.
I'm now. Oh, Hershey. Okay, Hershey. Okay, Hershey. Okay, Hershey, you're up, Hershey.
Hey, good evening. I just wanted to shout out my mom and everyone that's ever fighting breast cancer as well. So just wanted to give show some love to my mom personally. And I guess for the blind agencies around this area, so the Conklin Davis Center, the Lighthouse Central Florida, Lighthouse Works. So just shout out to everybody out there, and thank you so much.
You and well.
Okay. Now I have to introduce the one, the only, our producer, our engineer, the one, the mostest, the hostess with the mostest, and everything else I can say, the Chris Shaws of the world, all the way from Chicago, Illinois. I'll show you there.
Chicago. Yeah, Chicago, that wonderful town. Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. You have any shout outs, Chris Shaw?
Yes, somebody took my shout out. So my shout out is July. So happy birthday to everybody in the month of July. That's my shout out for July.
Okay. All right.
Well, I only have one thing to say. I want to thank everybody who's listening. Thank you for tuning us in. And for those folks who are tuning in for the first time, don't even know what you're listening to. Well, let's just say we're the bridge. The bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So if you're turning the dial, you don't know which to stay with us. You may learn something from the Blind and Beyond radio show. You may learn something.
And they might want to ask one of our panelists a question.
Yes. So. During the panel, you may want to call in and ask a question. Besides trivia, you might want to ask someone what they're saying about their independence.
What's the phone number, Michael?
The phone, I was just going to go there, Gary. I was going to go there. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And if you missed any part of this show or any of the other shows in the past, don't forget to go to our webpage, and that's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. There you can listen to this show when it's. Let's put it this way. A couple hours after the show is over, we archive it. So all the shows that pass are archived. More than 400 shows are archived on blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So don't forget, enjoy the show tonight. Welcome aboard. Glenn?
That's it.
That's it.
I think we should go to break.
Break?
Yeah, it's 7:14 and we'll get started.
We're going to break.
Time flies.
Yep.
Boy, I didn't know we were going to break already. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We have a lot more coming up. Don't go away.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Ambutech, your mobile way of life. We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And it's your host, Michael. We're live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You know, we can't change the way it was. But we certainly can help you put a smile on your face. And one of the things that can help you is Travel for All. Looking forward to doing and talking more about Travel for All in the days to come. Right now, let's go to the panel. Lynn, you're up. Did I say?
Okay, well, here we go. For our first guest, we're going to welcome back, because we introduced her before, but now we're formally going to welcome Carrie Giesbrecht, And Carrie is zooming in all the way from British Columbia. And actually, it was her suggestion that we do this panel. So we welcome you back, Carrie.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Carrie.
Thank you.
But don't ask me to spell your last name because I can do that.
You need half the dictionary to spell it. It's German.
So, but, Carrie, since we're talking, it's almost Independence Day for us, and you had Independence Day yesterday, but we're talking about personal independence right now. So what does it mean to you?
Well, I'd like to start out. I should probably give a little bit of history. I hope this isn't too boring, but it was actually, this topic was inspired actually by Michael several months ago when we got discussing it. But to me, independence has always been the ability to care for and do for oneself what one is able to do. But that being said, it does not mean that you do not ever ask for help. Never be ashamed to ask for help. I was born completely blind in a small town. And for those of you who don't know, there is no Lighthouse for the Blind in Canada. There is what is called the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. And unlike the Lighthouse and other centers, the Canadian National Institute for the Blind sends out workers to the blind individual's house. Well, when I was born, my parents did not know anything about this. They had never really had experience with blind individuals at all. The only experience really would have been what they could obtain from books. But I was taught and encouraged that I could do basically anything that I wanted to do within reasonable limits, because I also have a bone disease, which subjects me to multiple fractures. I've had over probably between 28 and 35 fractures in my life, but that hasn't slowed me down one bit. But my parents were encouraged by the Canadian National Institute for the Blind to do for myself that which I could. They never wrapped me up in cotton wool. They never did anything for me that I couldn't do. Now, that being said, I had to learn a lot of things myself. Because America has the Lighthouse and those type settings, I had to teach myself the computer. I had to teach myself a lot of trial and error through. I had to teach myself various home cooking skills with the help of my parents, for whom I am incredibly grateful. I've had to basically do everything that you may have gone to the Lighthouse for. I've had to do it myself. It's actually been a very isolating experience growing up without blind people, and now I've moved to an even smaller city. But I've traveled independently. I looked after my own home. I do everything. And to me, you know, independence can be something as small as, if you are involved in a faith-based service, to have the literature brailled. And it could be something as huge as skydiving, bungee jumping. To me, if you can do it, get out there and do it, because there is no sense in sitting there at home doing nothing. There is no sense in crying because you are blind. Yes, it's hard. I'm not going to sit here and say it's easy, but it can be done. There are ways to do it, and it can be done. And believe me, I've had many times when, you know, I've had to teach myself. I've had to get out there, and I went to college. Nothing was brailled for me. I had to learn how to do that myself. I had to learn to do my own computer instruction. I had to do so much on my own that I, honest to God, I do not know how I did it. I don't know how I survived. But that, to me, is what independence is. It's striving for and doing for yourself that which you can, but never being afraid to ask for help, because there is help out there. It's just a question of finding it. And it's a question of getting out there and putting yourself out and say, look, I need help. I need this. I need that. How can I better myself? How can I get up and make this adaptable for myself? I've even advocated when I lived in a town called Mission to have accessible street crossings in Mission, because we needed that. And this really wonderful man, he took me to the mayor. He said, "Hey," he said, "I'm talking to the mayor over here. Do you want to talk to him?" I said, "Sure." And I said, politely, of course, I don't go for being belligerent and I don't go for rotten attitudes. But I said, "Mr. Mayor," I said, "what this town needs is an accessible crosswalk at this street intersection here." Because I said, it's not just the blind, but it's also people who may be elderly and don't have quite as good of eyesight as they used to. Maybe it's somebody who, maybe something as simple as colorblind. But to me, this panel, I hope I'm not rattling on here, but I am a strong proponent of independence. And that just doesn't always mean getting out, really, and doing something out. You can be independent at home. If you work from home, you know, that's independence. If you do crafts and you sell them, or you just enjoy giving them to people, that also is doing something. I think a lot of people think that independence is being superhuman and you should never ask for help, and you should never sit there and do that, but it isn't. It's about
Carrie, this is Michael. Yeah. Tremendous. Okay. Before we go to your trivia, does anyone on the panel want to ask Carrie a question?
Okay. Never done one of these, so I'm kind of a wreck.
Well, we never have either. Don't be a wreck. Oh. Well, we did have the panel with Spectrum, but that was different. So don't be a wreck. It's only us. Okay.
Yeah, so you're doing good.
Thank you.
Anybody have any of our panelists have a question for Carrie before she goes to her trivia?
Hard to say because she's said so much and everything is true and blue.
All right. Well, thanks. Well, it was very, well, you were really an inspiration.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If they want to call and ask Carrie a question, or let's do your trivia question right now. 407-894-1680. Do your trivia too.
Okay, tell Chris.
Carrie.
All right. Do I do this trivia now?
Yep.
Yeah, you have to tell Chris.
This song is a Canadian band. Started in 1979, the year 1979, they opened for Kiss. And this song, I picked it because, hey, my country needs a shout out. And because I want to make you guys really, really strain. So they opened for Kiss. They were number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 in America, number 1 in Canada. So get your thinking caps on, people, and please name this tune.
So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680.
Carrie? Yeah, we need the name of the song and the band, please.
Oh, both? You want the name both? The band and the song.
I'm not gonna make this easy. See, I'm still in holiday mode, but you guys don't get to celebrate until Tuesday, you see. Sorry.
407-894-1680. Can you name the band? Can you name the song? 407-894-1680.
Carrie, I have a question to you in reference to what you were talking about before. How did you know to get a screen reader? If there isn't any organization for the blind.
Oh, there is an organization, oh. But what I did is when I was in school, I had a wonderful itinerant teacher who taught me Braille. There aren't as many residential schools. So the teacher comes to the school and they teach me Braille the same way as everybody learns print or large print. Well, when I was in grade six, I was taught to type, first of all, in grade two. And then in grade five or six, they said, there are talking computers out there. And I worked with an Apple IIe until grade eight. And then they gave me DOS. And I heard through through the CNIB, even though it is more limited, that I should purchase a screen reader. But there was no grants or anything, so I had to buy my first computer. I mean, they did tell me I could buy a screen reader, but I received no assistance, so I bought it on my own.
Let's see, you bought it on your
own. It was really expensive. My first one, I had to buy it from the States. What's the most expensive computer I've ever seen?
I'm sure.
Hey, Carrie. Carrie, this is Gary. I want to ask you a question, Carrie.
Okay.
Did I hear you mention that there is no such thing or many of like Lighthouse?
Nope. No, there is the Canadian National Institute for the Blind and they come to the house, but there's no Lighthouse. Very few blind people that don't live in cities really get to interact with other blind people because what it is, you guys, is Canada is huge. Canada is bigger than the States in landmass, and that makes it hard because what happens is all the blind people tend to congregate in huge cities, and traveling can be a bit rough. And it's not impossible. Mm-hmm. I've traveled often.
Right. But, Carrie, you're so strong and strong-minded in this, you need to take that project down and get something going up there.
I feel like it. There needs more. There needs to be more. I mean, a lot of blind people are isolated up here.
You're aggressive and well-spoken and smart. You should, absolutely. Absolutely. Chris, is there anybody on the line for her difficult song?
No, yeah, she really made this one a little difficult. It called me off guard.
People. It's not that. I even looked it up on the research to see if it was available in the States, so I never would have done it.
Yeah, it's available. But you hit us hard across the forehead with this one.
What, Chris? I didn't catch what Chris said.
It's available. You just hit us hard with this one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they only have about 30 seconds left, and we have to go to break. So it may be a no winner.
Come on, you guys. You're going to be probably actually.
When should she tell the answer, Michael? It's 7:34.
In 20 seconds.
In 20 seconds? Okay. All right.
Do I have to sing the Jeopardy theme already?
Hold on. I got a caller. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, as we have a caller, I have a quick question. This is Hershey.
You have to wait a minute.
He said he's got a caller calling in.
Oh boy. I think we got one.
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
It must be a setup.
Oh, I don't know. This is a first time caller calling in.
First time caller. Okay.
First time caller calling in. All the way from the big city of Orlando, Florida.
Woo.
Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, put your hands together for Rick.
Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Rick, a new caller from Orlando, Florida. Rick.
Glad you're listening.
Glad you're listening, Rick.
What's the answer?
Hey, Rick, can you hear?
No, I can't. Yeah, you were a little muffled, but I can hear you now.
We hear you.
All right, Rick. So
we hear you.
Who is the name of that artist and the name of that song?
The actual singer is Mike Reno of the band Loverboy. And the name of the song is Working for the Weekend.
Carrie, he got you, Carrie.
Yes!
Oh,
he got it. He got it.
Way to go, from Orlando, Florida. Way to go. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Rick, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Rick, you just won yourself a $10 gift card.
Okay.
Awesome. And a first-time caller. Have you been listening to the show at all along?
I'm sorry. You're really muffled. It's hard to hear.
Have you been listening to the show long?
No, this is the first time I've ever logged in.
Wow.
Well, continue listening.
So were you just going by on the dial and just picked it up, or did someone inform you about it?
Actually, I believe somebody.
It pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio, so he just won himself a 10.
Well, congratulations, Rick. Don't hang up. Hold on one moment. I got to get some information to you. Rick just won a $10 gift card to one of my favorite restaurants where they fix everything right there in front of you and give you whatever you want. Rick, hold on one moment, all right? Congratulations to you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Subway.
Mike, Lynn, back to you.
Okay, well, we're going to break, Chris.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTO study.com.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Okay. Well, Paul Ressler from Hamilton, New Jersey, we're glad to have you on the show again with us. And what would you like to contribute to this topic of feeling and being independent as a blind or low vision individual?
Well, first, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. And secondly, it's not easy going after Carrie, so you guys set me up.
We set you up. No.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul, this is Gary. I got to say you're doing good because you did really good last week.
Right. Okay. So let's let Paul have the floor here before we get to the top of the hour. Okay.
Okay.
I lost my eyesight at the age of 64, and there was an accident occurred while I was having surgery on my back, believe it or not, and lights went out, and I've never seen since. I am 100% blind, 7% light perception in my left eye. So this hit hard.
for me. You know, father with two children, and it was really hard at 64 to figure out who I was and what I needed to do in order to learn how to live a blind life. So I was fortunate. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and the VA was available to me, and they have a wonderful hospital up in Connecticut, in New Haven, Connecticut, and they have a program for the blind, which is very inclusive. So I traveled up to New Haven, and I spent 10 weeks in this hospital, which was a long time when considering I knew nothing about being blind when I got there, but I learned a lot. They taught me all different types of things. They taught me how to walk in traffic. They taught me how to use a stick, a cane. And I learned how to cook. I learned how to sew, believe it or not. So the program was very fantastic, and it really got me into a better place than I was. In the evenings, I used to go out at night with one of my friends, and she and I would grab a cab, and we'd just say, take us to a certain restaurant. So we learned how to be independent early on. And that was how I started. When I got home to Hamilton, New Jersey, there are several groups of people in the area who were getting together on a weekly basis, and we were reviewing products and, you know, the things we need to get on with our life and to help to have, you know, a life that was promising and enjoyable. But for myself, I learned quickly that in order for all these things to work for me, I needed to be strong. I needed to be strong physically and mentally. So I decided that I would begin exercising. And I started exercising a little bit early on, but I've gotten to a point now where I exercise every evening for an hour. I work very hard on a total gym. And I'm strong as a result of that. I can walk fairly well as a result of that. My legs are strong, and I've gained a great deal of confidence from that. And some of the things I've done since losing my eyesight within the last 3 years, I've actually traveled to Ghana, Africa, by myself. Got on the plane. They rolled me onto the plane in a wheelchair, and they rolled me off. And I was with friends in Ghana. I went the first time for 2 weeks, came home and went back in another 6 months for 2 weeks. And it was a great learning process for me. I gained even more confidence because I learned that I can fly on a plane like Gary does. And, you know, you take advantage of the staff on the plane and you let them know you're blind, and you make sure they pay close attention to you. In addition to that, I've taken one of my hobbies as a child growing up. I'm a doo-wop kind of guy. I listen to rhythm and blues music, you know, rock and roll. And I actually have my own show right now that I record with somebody who helps me. It's called The Soul Posse. I am the sheriff of the Soul Posse, and we play soul music. And right now we're on 4 radio stations throughout the country, separate times, but the same show. So that's what I do. I'm healthy. I'm very, very healthy. And trust me, that has a lot to do with the times. Listen, we all get down. You know, it's not easy being blind. And that's why I respect Carrie so much. We all get down, and the easiest way to stay down is to really have no goals, no objectives, and nothing to do. You know, I can just picture myself rolling up into bed and you know, just kind of fading away. But I don't want that. I don't want that for myself. I don't want that for my family. I want people to feel good about being around me. I don't want anyone to feel, I don't want to call that dude, he's depressing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to be the people.
Does anybody on the panel have a comment or question for Paul?
I do.
Okay.
Paul, I think it is Paul. Now, when you stayed in the Veterans Hospital, I'm not familiar with it, so how did you do at home as when you needed your stove and appliances labeled? Does somebody come to the house, or how does that work?
No, I was actually in the hospital for 10 weeks.
I think she means after you came home.
Yeah, after you got out. How did you...
The transition. Your transition, Paul.
Well, okay, one of the things I believe it or not, this word kind of blows my mind when I say it, but I'm very fortunate in a way in that when I was 55 years old, I purchased a long-term care policy.
Okay.
So blind qualifies for long-term care, and I have an aide lives with me 24/7, and he's a super cook.
Wow.
He cooks for me just about every evening. And then I have other folks who come in who help me with, like with my radio show. I have somebody helps me with my finances, you know, a couple hours here and there for each of these people, in addition to my 24/7 aid.
Wow, that's
and
then
I have another.
Yeah.
So I'm lucky. I'm lucky in that way.
You are lucky.
And I.
Oh, you're inspiring.
Hey,
but
Paul.
Yes, Gary.
I just wanted to help you there a little bit with the, because I was going to make a comment. The VA really has a good plan for, it's a long course, it's a hard course, you stay right at the hospital and everything else. And I highly recommend any veteran out there that hasn't gone to any school to please get in contact with a VIS coordinator at the VA, and they will set you up to go to one of these schools. Yes, you're going to be gone for a few weeks, but you're going to get very intense training 24 hours a day. Correct, Paul?
Well, that's correct. Now, there's several different types. You can go to one that's just like maybe 2 or 3 weeks. But the main one, like I went to in New Haven, Connecticut, at the VA hospital was 10 weeks.
Right. What they do is if you go to the full course and everything, then you're eligible for all the equipment that the VA will supply you at no cost.
Well, that's correct. Unfortunately, it's not that easy. You need to have, I'm 100% disabled. So for me, everything I need is free. All my medication is free. I have a VA hospital, a VA doctor. And all my equipment is free. I don't know how that works if you're not disabled.
No, you got to be disabled.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
You have to have eye disease. Yeah. You have to have eye problems. So, yeah, you can get that if you're blind. Going blind.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah. I hope I answered that.
Paul, I forgot. We have to do your trivia very quickly.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
We're anxious. Hurry up.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
Oh,
Paul, did you tell Chris?
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, this is just a great group, a great song. They were like a Southern rock group. They kind of transformed themselves into a little of a soul kind of a group, and then they went right back to their Southern rock.
So write to the song, Paul, because we got to be to the top of the hour soon. My fault.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Okay, Chris. Chris, there we go.
Thank you.
That's an easy song. I think that's enough to play. Yeah, that's an easy one. Hopefully somebody will call him before we go to the top of the hour. 407-894-1680. I prefer to say 1680. All righty. It's a good song, Paul.
Yeah, I was dancing here. Everybody, were you dancing with me?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Didn't let them off so easy, Paul. I guess I overworked them too much.
You saw me dancing, right?
Yep.
What do you think? You think I got it?
I think you got it.
Yeah. Hopefully somebody calls in quickly. And Gary, you'll take us to the top of the hour as soon as somebody calls in, okay?
Most certainly will.
Okay. Anybody on the phone, Chris? I know it's kind of rushing.
Excuse me.
All righty. Chris is on the phone. That means we've got a caller ready, probably.
Ooh, come on.
Hurry, hurry.
Come on. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Yeah.
Gotta have a winner.
That's
pretty
easy
song, too, Paul.
Yeah.
And then when we come back on the other side of the hour, we will talk to Nigel Ricards and learn his story, and we'll talk to Harshid and learn his story. So
I got a trivia.
Busy. Yeah, yours will have to do, I think, when we come back on the other side of the hour. Chris, is there anybody on the line?
All right, I got Kim from Boca Raton, Florida on the phone line. All the way down from Boca Raton.
Hey, Kim. Real fast.
Come on, Kim.
She's the only one?
She's the only one.
Okay, let's take her real fast.
Come on, Kim.
Hey, Kim, how you doing?
Hey, Kim, hurry up.
Quickly, Kim. We have to go to the break.
Doobie Brothers.
There you go.
Okay. All right, $10 gift certificate. For Subway.
That's right. Thank you for calling in, Kim. There you go, Paul. We got a winner.
Terrific.
Okay, Gary, can you take us to the
Kim, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right? Hold on one moment, Kim.
Gary.
Okay. Thank you for listening. We're going to be right back real soon for the second half of the hour, and it's going to be exciting. Catch you then.
Okay. Thanks, Gary.
Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.